It was my fault. I say that to myself so that maybe I'll start to believe it. And feel bad. Because I'll admit, right now, I don't feel that bad.
It's like my brain just broke. All the way. And I can't get that image of her out of my head.
I keep having this dream. Cars crashing into a convenience store, and there's all these people trapped underneath. They're screaming at me the most vile things that you've ever heard. Like, why can't I just be happy for once?
Betty. You okay?
I'm supposed to say yes. That's what the nice girl always says, but... No, I'm not. I want to be. I thought I could be, but it's too much, too fast.
Betty, wait.
You felt like my son.
But I tell you, there are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Sort of put a mask on your face when you come to school and pretend that everything's okay when it's not, and you go home and lay in your bed when no one's looking at you, when you don't have to impress anybody.
Stop it. Stop.
Look at these lockers. They all look alike, right? Not this one. This one's special. It belonged to a girl who killed herself.
Craig, come on.
You see all these don't kill yourself posters up on the wall? They weren't up before. They put them up because she killed herself. And why did she do it? Because the kids here treated her like shit.
Jensen, that's enough.
But no one wants to admit it, so they paint over the bathrooms and put up a memorial, because that's the kind of school that this is. Everyone is just so nice until they drive you to kill yourself. And sooner or later, the truth will come out.
And she died alone.
Call 911. Don't touch me. Just call 911. Call 911.